this goals committee, just as I do not have to tell you that my name is Tobe. That's right. Our little Tobster. Local anti-hero. Local reluctant anti-hero and avid tea drinker. I do enjoy drinking tea. That is true. What day is this? Is this Wednesday? This is Wednesday, right? Yeah, okay. Today is Wednesday. I think my new tea is coming tomorrow. My new Da Hong Pao. But today I'm drinking Longjing. No. No, I'm not. Why did I say that? Today I'm drinking Jinjin Mei right now, but I'm going to switch to something later. I was thinking about switching to Longjing, hence my stating that. This is good tea. Deliciousness. All right. Yeah, so I just drank some tea. It's delicious. I like it. It's fun to drink. I drink it all the time, and I highly recommend it for other people, as long as you stay away from the tea bags, people. Stay away from the tea bags. It's the worst tea ever. So anyway, what are we doing? What's going on? What's happening? Well, because it's another really nice and warm day, I'm having some kind of sinus wig out, which is predictable. Let's leave the room. And as I stand here, I can hear noises. I was awakened by construction noises, but I don't know what's going on out there. That's why we need to check. But the first thing we need to do is look at the temperature. It is not sunny. It is overcast, but it is 40 degrees. It was this temperature last night when I went to bed at 3:30. I checked the temperature right as I was going to bed. 39 degrees Fahrenheit, well above freezing. It was warm yesterday, and then the clouds moved in, so it was warm overnight. And it's warm now, just not Sunday. I mean, not sunny. Obviously, it's not Sunday. How has the construction gone? Well, what they managed to do is completely tear up the street all the way up to, but not including, my driveway. So last night at about 8 o'clock, I thought, I better run to the store since I can get out one direction. And I'm going to drive around the block and do all this weird stuff. But yeah, I went to the store, bought some hamburger, bought some chicken, bought some rice, and I bought, what else did I buy? Something delicious. Oh, I bought some salad. I bought me a big bag of salad. Yeah, and mushrooms. And graham crackers. And some more of those. I bought some more of those raviolis that I like too. What the hell? So I got a whole bunch of meals in case I get trapped in my house. Because I thought, the first thing they're going to do tomorrow morning is tear up the street in front of my driveway and blah, blah, blah. But no, they're not doing that. Are they actually stopping there, or are they... No, they've torn up... They've started smashing crap further down. Anyway, but what's going on now is... Now they're just sort of preparing the roadbed. In the one... Let's see, that's 100 meters. In the approximately... 180, 170 meters that they've already torn up. They're grading the ground, they're filling in all the holes and stuff, and they're putting up boards. They're putting up forms, concrete forms. So I guess they're probably going to start pouring. They'll probably be able to start pouring tomorrow. They'll probably start pouring concrete tomorrow. And then once they get that process done, then they'll continue down here and tear up the rest of my driveway. It's going to be most interesting. Most interesting. Yes. So in the meantime, what am I doing? Why am I walking back into the kitchen? I don't know. Oh, it's because Fluffy Dimpkin. Hi, Fluffy Dimpkins. Who's a banooch? Here comes Fluffy Zimzam, the fluffiest person who lives in this house. Whereas it's true that I have the longest hair. Yes, I have the longest hair. Somebody else wins for most amount of body coverage with long hair. That's you. You've got so much fluffy. You're such a fluffy baby. All right, fluffy baby wants fluffy baby water. So we'll just get some out of this conveniently placed fluffy baby water dispenser.
Here's some fluffy baby water for you.
And we'll put the water down on the floor. Turn off the fluffy baby water dispenser. And I think we can head back downstairs. I think it's safe. Why do I get the feeling we're going to be doing kitty business in, like, you know, 2 minutes? Potentially less. And yep, even before I can sit down, hi, don't step on the cables. Oh, there you go. Hi. Now I've got a cat right here. You want to say something? You're just as close to the microphone as I am. You want to say some kitty words of wisdom? Do you want to say some kitty stuff? Do you want to launch into some explosive kitty rhetoric? Yeah, you don't even... Do you even know any rhetoric? Do you know any rhetorics? Say some rhetorics. There'll be no cat rhetoric at this time. But what we do have is Wallace Beery and Margaret O'Brien.
Oh, that's something you get at a necktie party.
A necktie party.
Or a hanging.
She wish I could see a hanging.
What in tarnation do you want to see a hanging for?
Oh, I heard the scouts tell Elijah Walker how Three-Toed Pete was lynched. I was laying under the wagon and he didn't know I was there. Sure was exciting. First the posse pounced down on him.
Yeah. We're not forcing the child to do a terrible accent or anything, but at least she's always morbid. Margaret O'Brien, possibly the original Wednesday Addams. You know what I'm saying? If you've ever seen Meet Me in St. Louis, if you've ever seen this film, what is this film anyway? Pip, I can't remember what this is called. I should know, but we're going to have to look anyway. Oh, Bad Bascom. Yeah, duh. Yes, look at you. What are you... Why are you licking my shirt? Oh, is it a yummy, delicious kitty snack flavor shirt? Oh, yes, it's a kitty snack flavor. Oh, yeah. My cat... When it comes to snacks, she's not interested in nacho cheese flavor. She's not interested in sour cream and onion flavor. She's not even interested in Cool Ranch. She likes t-shirt flavor. You want to get some shirt-flavored corn snacks? Yeah, tortilla chips for kitties. Now in t-shirt flavor. Yeah, that's all the rage in all the new trendy kitty restaurants. So, we're going to have kitty t-shirt flavored appetizers. Would you like to order some t-shirt flavored appetizers? Why are you giving me that face? You're giving me your being weird face. Is that what you're doing? Yeah. So when you go to the kitty restaurant, what do you tell the waiter?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Oh, they have hamburgers at kitty restaurants? Are they delicious kitty burgers for kitties? Yes, I imagine they're probably made out of duck. That's what my cat wants. You want a duck burger? You want a quacky burger? Are you going to go to the restaurant and order quacky burgers? Yeah, you want quacky burgers. So yummy. With special quacky sauce. Yes, it's a baby. Oh, my cat, what are you doing? What is my cat? Hi. Yes, hello. I'm completely paying attention to you. And I'm not talking into the radio at all, because it's not time for dubious goals committee or anything like that. It's time to do kitty business, and we're all very serious. We got to do some kitty business. Yeah, and now I got to get the kitty pit ready. Got to get the kitty business pit ready, because the cat's... All right. Fine. Oh, jeez. So while I'm sitting here, well, that's okay, Peppa, just some stuff fell over. While I'm sitting here getting the kitty business pit ready, when causing things to fall around, or what the hell's going on? Anyway, you need to listen to these very important words on keeping golf balls clean. That's very important.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
God.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Elegant.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Appealing transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Anodized.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Spiral brush.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
Carabiner.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Yay.
Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
Oh, I think I will. In fact, I'm going to get out my credit card and I'm going to finance a whole bunch of them. And why doesn't this work? Why isn't this working? This was starting to act up last night. I don't know. We'll figure it out later. Right, so here we are. Here we are. I'm sitting here on the floor. I've got the kitty business pit set up, and my cat is sitting here kneading the blanket down by my ankles, trying to cause me great bodily harm. It's true. My cat is attempting to exsanguinate me as we speak. But she will fail because I have an armor class of 1. Armor class 1 means I got banky armor. I got a banky. You can't get my ankles. So I'm safe for now. But this could take quite a while. I don't really have anything for you today anyway. Just one little thing that we needed to talk about. Some synthesizer stuff. But since we've got cats sitting here and I can't do anything, well, what are we going to do? I don't know. I guess we could go to Pineapplebee's.
Happy birthday, Overdale.
Oh, somebody's birthday at Pineapple.
Pineapplebee's.
What?
Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance.
Yeehaw.
Just that and you're hungry there, don't it? Well, let's go. In my opinion, it's Pineapplebee's. Put up a long way of pineapple. With the side of danger. And you get too tired, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. I wonder if Pippa's going to leave now. Look, go listen. Go see what's going on. Oh, yes. I knew it. Oh, now my hips hurt, though. Yeah, so there's new noises happening outside, so maybe they're getting ready to break more concrete and stuff. All right, so let me turn this on. I gotta turn on a bunch of equipment here. What do we need? We need this one for sure. And this is difficult to do one-handed because there are no power switches. It's just you gotta plug it in. All right, are we on? Yeah, we're on. We are on, and we are loud, and we are stretched out. This is some time stuff. Anyway, a lot of things. Yesterday, after the show, after doing Dubious Goals Committee yesterday, I started realizing that, well, I'm kind of getting away from what I wanted to do with this little synth rig that we've built up here. And what I wanted to do was, you know, some environmental generative synthesis, right? And so I decided, well, we got to get back to that. Because all I've been doing is just making all these little dorky little pop tune thingies, just screwing around making stupid little music that I have no intention of doing anything with. And that needs to stop. So we're not doing that today. I wasn't doing that last night. I was just sort of noodling around last night for no reason. And I didn't really get anywhere, except, you know, I got this. Which sounds pretty cool. I like that. And I was playing with this, and I made a little thing and everything. We got here. It makes musically sounds of like music. Or at least it's supposed to. Well, now it's going by itself. It's just very slow. Because I was thinking along the lines of Aeolian harp here. And I was just sort of messing with this. And I'm looking to get some harmonically rich action going on. So we can turn some of these knobs up a little bit too. Get some extra bass. Give me some bass. Oh, that's pretty bassy. Yeah, so anyway, so this is what I've got going. And the general idea here was, like I said, Aeolian harp. And if you're not familiar with an Aeolian harp, this is a very strange device that is technically a musical instrument, but you don't have to play it. It is an acoustic environmental musical instrument. Not unlike a wind chime. And basically what it is, it's just a box. It's a small, flattish wooden box, you know, for a body. This is essentially a dulcimer, but it's not fretted. It's just a box with strings strung on it. And these strings, there's some number. It can vary. 3, 9, however many strings you want to put on it. You tune these strings up to something very consonant / harmonic. And that sometimes that's, you know, notes in the Aeolian scale, because everybody loves Aeolian. And then you take this thing and you put it in your window. You open the window and you sort of lay it in the flower box or in the sill along the bottom of the jamb of the fenestration. Yeah. That one's going to confuse my non-native English-speaking listeners. And then you let the wind blow. The wind blows, the wind vibrates the strings, and you get lovely, harmonious sounds blowing in your window. And this is an Aeolian harp. So I'm kind of thinking about using that idea as inspiration when you hear something like this. When you hear something like, thank you. Maybe we need to turn that decay down, or up, however you want to look at it. And we've discussed various wind-powered instruments before on the Dubious Goals Committee, including Aeolian harps and the Native American wind chimes that are out by the lake. And we've gone out there a few times to hear the wind chimes. The wind blows out through them, over them. You know, it's just a bunch of Helmholtz resonators stuck into the ground. So imagine like 4-inch diameter pipes. That would be, you know, 10 centimeters in diameter. And, you know, 12, 13 feet tall. You make these into organ pipes. You stick them in the ground. When the wind blows, you get cool sounds. Not dissimilar to this. Except slower. More slowery. Kind of like this. Awesome. Longtime members of the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware that I also am in love with the Shruti. The Shruti, of course, being the traditional Carnatic and Hindustani drone. That drone you hear in all sitar music is referred to as the shruti. The shruti can be played by many different instruments, but is most often either a tandoor is an oven for cooking things in, or it's a shruti box, or a harmonium, a reeded instrument, reeds, wow, wow, so you get that kind of honky sound. That's a little reedy, but not super reedy. And this leads me into the next little topic. And I actually thought of this a few days ago, and then I forgot it. And then I remembered it late at night as I was laying in bed trying to fall asleep. And then I forgot it. And then I remembered it again last night at about 3:40 as I was laying here trying to fall asleep. Uh-oh, I hear loud engines outside. You know what we need to do? We need to program this thing in to play the traditional shruti. You know, a tambour, the instrument, has four strings. And I just happen to have a four-note sequencer. So shouldn't we be dialing up shrutis at some point? Yeah, you would think so, right? Are we doing that now? We could do that now. But this is already so awesome. Although we can always get back to this, really. Not that difficult. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me one more. Stop it. So what do you think? Should we try to dial up some shruti here? See what we can do? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, what the hell? Right, so basically what we need to do here is this. We need to reproduce these four notes. It starts off with an octave jump. So we go, then up an octave. It's just that simple. Just that simple, simple, simple. So, and what key are we doing this in? A, I guess. Right, so how do we do this? All right, let's turn all this stuff off except for this one thing. And why does this not advance? Why is this not advancing? Wait, why does this not work suddenly? What the hell? Alright, if I'm gonna do this, I gotta use both hands, so I gotta put down the microphone. Why doesn't this work? God damn it! Why is this not advancing properly? Why is it skipping it? God damn it. Okay. Well, apparently my brand new synthesizer is now broken. And I cannot get this to function at all. Okay, somehow it just jumped back to this step. Why does this not work? Well, we were going to do something fun for Dubious Goals Committee, but everything now doesn't work anymore. What happens if we unplug it and plug it back in? One-handed, God damn it. And it occurs to me that I might know the problem. Is it because the tempo is all the way turned off or slowed down? Yes, it is. What a pain. Anyway, analog. That's what you get. Okay, why is that one like 8 octaves higher? Okay, I need both hands again. Well, that's terrible. Why is this thing so weird right now? Why can't I get this to behave in any sort of way? This is annoying. Well, you know, the thing of it is, you can't have a good show every day. Sometimes your radio show is just gonna suck. And this apparently is one of those days. So, okay, why can't I get this interval when I have this set for 8-note equitempered? That's all we need. We don't need anything weird. Oh, and I didn't even get to show you the cool thing. Well, actually, it wasn't that cool, so it doesn't really matter. What I figured out is I can hook the light demodulator up to some things and sort of get it to do something sometimes. It's not very interesting. It's not very... What a crappy show this was. You've been listening to the crappiest, dubious goals committee ever. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.